You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Thursday, the 18th of February. I'm Marie Keyworth. Now, earlier I spoke to Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics in New York. How is the EU Brexit question being viewed from the other side of the Atlantic?
Well, I think people on this side of the pond can understand why Britain would have second thoughts about either maintaining the current ties with Europe, which is encountering lots of difficulties on lots of fronts, or even increasing those ties. But nonetheless, I would think the average investor would say that Britain needs Europe and Europe needs Britain. And I think most people would be concerned if those links were either dissolved or weakened.
Now, Britain and the States do have what's called a special relationship. Do you think that if Britain were to go it alone, this would in any way call into question how important the UK is to America?
No, I don't really think so. I think, unfortunately, both sides are right. There could be an argument made that Britain is strong enough and independent enough to not need Europe as much as one would think. But then again, Britain is small relative to total Europe, and it's small relative to the U.S. But I would think in any situation one can think of, Britain would still be an integral part of the union with America. I don't think would see any way that that relationship would change. It would just make perhaps Britain a little less attractive from an investment standpoint. There are many reasons to like Britain as a destination for your business. If for no other reason, we at least try to speak the same language, and that's a big deal, obviously, running a business. But if the links to Europe are reduced a lot, it will make Britain a little bit less advantageous because it might be a little more costly to ship goods from Britain directly to the continent.
Now, of course, what's happening in Europe isn't the only thing that's going on in the world. And globally, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, otherwise known as the OECD, has lowered its global growth forecast. Now, it predicts the global growth for this year will be 3%, down from the 3.3% it forecast late last year. Here's Catherine Mann, who's chief economist of the OECD.
The global growth was flatlined due to continued subdued global trade, investment, and wage growth in the advanced economies. The emerging markets, focusing relatively more on commodities, failing to diversify, their growth models have been exposed by the slowdown in trade and the falling commodity prices.
So, Kerry, the OECD has called for urgent action from world leaders, but considering what's going on in the world at the moment, how much can they really do?
Well, that's the difficulty, is if one looks at the amount of ammo central banks have, with interest rates close to zero, there's not a great deal of ammo beyond cutting rates and perhaps even bringing them below zero, which has already been going on in places like Sweden and Switzerland, or expanding the balance sheet yet again. And then in addition, it's easy to forget and think that central bankers have all the power, but one can change budgetary and tax policy in the form of fiscal policy, but there doesn't seem to be much of a consensus in America, perhaps not in the UK, but definitely not in Europe, for using fiscal policy as a balancing wheel. And I think that's one of the reasons why people are so concerned, is that there's not a lot of ammunition in the storehouse to shoot some bullets at slower growth.
Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.3% at 16,413. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 1% at 5971.